R for rhinoceros. One of the famous images of animals in Western iconography is the rhinoceros of Albrecht Dürer, a wood carving from 1515. And studying this image a little bit, I found out that Dürer hadn't seen a rhinoceros in his life. So, nor had there been any rhinoceros to Europe before the presence of that image that he made. So he knew about it through someone that had written a letter to him and described in detail an Indian rhinoceros in that letter. So it's amazing how an artist could make such a vivid representation from a description that's striking enough. And indeed, if you look at the image, you think like, oh, it's a rhino. And then on a closer look, it turns out that it has like one or two horns too many. And also that instead of this thick padding or this thick skin, it has rather a kind of armor, like hard plates. And it comes close to an Indian rhinoceros, but it's not quite a real one. Now, curiously, this image became so popular, it was quickly spread because it was a woodcut also, so it could be printed, that up to the late 19th century, this image was more known than any other representation of rhinoceroses in Europe, meaning also that it's this artistic representation, which is partly fantasy, overrode any scientific photograph or drawing that existed. So it's amazing how art, what a presence it had in the cultural imagination. I associate this image of Dürer with an artist, a Polish artist, Tadeusz Kantor, a visual artist and theater maker, whose visual work I saw in 2005 in an exhibition in Vienna, The Impossible Theater. And he was busy with packaging, with like crystal. And in his drawings, there is a figure that comes up often of a klosha. So a man living in the street, and he disappears under blankets and packaging and plastic bags and all kinds of stuff. So in the end, he looks nearly like a rhinoceros. That's in any case the association that Kantor made with Dürer. And he writes also about it, first about the rhinoceros of Dürer. He says, with the armor, it's as if the vital functions of the animal disappear under this monstrous armor. And somehow the image of the clochard is similar for him. And he designed costumes, he made drawings, installations that have very much that kind of figure that brings the clochard and the rhino together. But in a positive sense, it's not that this person totally disappears, he's carrying his whole world with him. So he becomes self-sufficient and a world in itself. And it's quite a wonderful figure that I saw appear 2 days ago in one of the run-throughs at the end of the Odra deck, when Jochen is a kind of shaman that is carrying all the sticks and blankets and all the stuff from that whole scene of this first half hour of the piece. Boom, suddenly it was there, as if his vital organs had disappeared under this monstrous armor.